Well, Tom, there are multiple problems with the monthly report that Florida lost 39,000 jobs. First of all, it's a seasonally adjusted number based on 1 month compared to the next. And it's important to adjust because in Florida, there's a lot of seasonality. We have tourist seasons. We have not tourist seasons. When Easter occurs, those kinds of things have a big effect on the data. But the problem is there's so much noise in the month-to-month data that it's almost impossible to distinguish between just the noise in the data from month-to-month and what the real seasonal effects are.
So you think a year-over-year comparison gives us a better overall picture?
I do, Tom, because then we don't have the mathematical problems of adjusting for seasonality or other things that can distort the data. And you and I have consistently always talked about the employment reports on a year-over-year basis. Now, on a year-over-year basis, Florida's economy generated 75,000 new jobs. So it's almost impossible to lose half of that in 1 month. But beyond that, we've shown consistent job growth when we measure on a year-over-year basis 1 month compared to the same month in the previous year.
Okay, so if there have been 75,000 new jobs created in Florida, why is the unemployment rate seemingly stalled at just below 10%? It's statewide about 9.6, 9.7%.
Well, what tends to happen in Florida, like in any state, when job prospects improve, more people enter the labor market. There are some who were discouraged that now think, well, now's the time to jump back in the labor market. Second, in particular, to places like Florida, we tend to attract population from other states. So why be unemployed in New York in the winter when you can be unemployed in Florida in the winter? Or so the theory goes, and that's, there's a lot to that, but especially when there's more job creation.
The University of Florida's researchers estimate that the state's population grew by about 104,000 last year. How accurate do you think that figure is?
I don't think it's very accurate, Tom. Census says that the population grew by 218,000. That's more than double the University of Florida's numbers. And that difference flows from different methodologies. The census methodology now, I think, is more accurate. It relies upon income tax returns, and they match the income tax returns to see where people are. The University of Florida's method relies upon housing starts and building permits primarily. And so those have been subject to the boom and bust of the housing cycle that I think has distorted the university's estimates. I think the census estimate is more reliable. And frankly, Tom, it's more consistent with that year-over-year gain in employment that we talked about.
You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about rising gas prices and how that might affect employment. The average gas price is slightly higher this month than it was last month. Is there any change in that and in how you feel that'll impact job growth in the tourism industry?
Yeah, there has been a significant change. It appears that the rate of increase of gasoline prices has stalled out. Furthermore, oil prices haven't really increased over the last couple of weeks. And so that suggests that we're probably getting towards the peak for this surge in gasoline prices. And so they'll go down some, which will be a great thing, help our tourist season. They'll probably go up again some in the summer during the summer driving season. They generally do go up, but it doesn't appear that we're going to see a major push past $4.20 or so here in Florida or on the east coast of the United States.